Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
Many years ago, I took a garbage bag and set out to collect some flowers of the common milkweed for my botany labs. I found a good patch of the milkweeds and proceeded to cut off the flower heads, letting them drop in the bag. When I had collected enough flower heads, I tied up the bag and put it in a prep room freezer for safekeeping. Later, when I opened them up in lab, several dead and frozen bees dropped out from amongst the flowers. They apparently had been working the milkweed flowers. I quickly noticed that many of these bees had little yellow saddlebag-like structures with two pollen sacs or pollinia attached to their legs. Some plants have evolved interesting mechanisms to help ensure pollination, and the common milkweed is a case in point. If you've ever looked closely at the flowers of a milkweed, they're different. We'll bypass a full explanation of the flower structure, but the casual observer will notice five hoods that look something like modified and folded petals pointing upward and outward. These hoods surround the male and female reproductive structure, which is in the center. If you look at the flower from the side, you'll notice between the hoods is a small vertical slit with a small ridge on each side. If there's a little dark spot, a gland, above that slit, the pollinia, or little saddlebags of yellow pollen, are still in place. If a bee or other insects alight on the flower, there's a good chance that one of their legs will slide down the side of the flower between the hoods. And there's also a good chance that one of the many hairs on the bee's legs will slip into the slit. The flower and slit is structured so that when the bee pulls up its leg, it'll likely pull up the pollinia. The whole structure resembles a very small wishbone with a pollinia at the bottom of each branch. If all goes well for the milkweed, the bee will fly to another milkweed flower, slip its leg over the slide, and slip that pollen into one of those slits, breaking it off, and thus pollinate the flower. Job done. Cross-pollinated. The next generation will soon be on its way. If the common milkweeds are not flowering near you already, they will be soon. If you get the opportunity, check out these flowers. They're quite intriguing. Plus, you may be able to lift out those little pollinia with a small pin or needle. I've put a link to the Natural Resource Conservation Service note on milkweed pollination, along with a text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access it at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.